They worshiped him, but some doubted. That phrase is very apropos for us on this Trinity Sunday. That little phrase from today's gospel seems to me an authentic and accurate description of what often happens when we approach this God, whom the church tells us is one God in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Worship and doubt stand side by side. Does that sound like us sometimes? Don't we come to church, or in this instance, follow a live stream broadcast, so we can reinforce our faith by worshiping? Because doubt seems to creep into our minds sometimes. And on top of that, think about what is going on in our lives right now. We are being confronted by COVID-19, a terrible respiratory disease, seeing the number of lives lost climb beyond what is conceivable, while also being confronted with a horrible tragedy that took place in full view of everyone, a black man, George Floyd, losing his life because of racial bias. And in that aftermath, seeing so many of our cities in chaos. With all those images bombarding us, it's easy to wonder if prayer does much good. We pray for our leaders, for all of God's people, asking for peace and equity, health and happiness. But maybe in our prayers, there is an unstated, perhaps unadmitted doubt in the back of our minds. Will my prayers really make any difference? Now, I know that doubt and fears are a normal and an expected part of the human experience. It is natural to doubt and even fear anything we cannot know with certainty. And the more urgently we need to know what we do not know or feel at a loss as to what we can do to help in any way, the more deeply we will feel frustrated, wrestling with all the doubts and fears that assail us. But this doesn't mean we have no faith or that we don't believe. Rather, we give our hearts to God. It is in our heads that we don't always understand what is happening around us. And I will admit, I don't know what's going on. It's hard to believe that in the year 2020, we are visiting past horrors. Horrors we had all hoped were long gone. And if you're like me, we are all searching for a glimmer of hope to hold on to. And maybe now, especially now, is the time for us to embrace the real gift of hope, which God shares with us, embodied in the message of Trinity Sunday, and to embrace the love that is the nature and essence of the Trinity. The love that imbues and defines every action and aspect of the divine. Even as we stretch our minds in our continual quest to know, to glimpse, to perceive, how will we also open our doubting hearts to the love that is the Trinity's ultimate gift to us? Maybe we can begin by looking at the close of today's gospel passage. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age. That is Jesus' great promise to us, to to be with us always. If we focus on what the Trinity does, reminding us of God's promise to us in Christ to be with us and for us always, it helps us to believe that promise. At the heart of the Trinity is the belief that God is both communal and loving. One God in three persons who shared mutual and sacrificial love spills out into the world and all of its inhabitants. Ultimately, aren't we called in a similar way to be loving, respecting, and caring for each other in a way that spills out into our neighborhoods and communities in tangible, beneficial, and unselfish ways? And that's part of what promises do. They bind us together. They provide hope. They create courage to live with each other, support each other, forgive each other, and encourage each other. At the heart of every truly real and nurturing relationship, when you think about it, is a promise that is a whole lot like Jesus's promise. I will be with you. I am for you. You can count on me. I've got your back. Let's see what we can do together. What would you dream, dare, and do if you believed that Jesus is with you no matter what? Not what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail. Most daring and faithful feats involve a fair amount of failure. But rather, what would you do if you knew that God was for you and with you no matter what and forever? Promises create relationships and possibilities, and that may be what the Trinity is about as well. Lest we always keep in mind during the turmoil around us that each one of us is created with the image of God indelibly imprinted on our souls, so that in some miraculous and inexplicable way, the diverse expressions of God that are you and you and you and me all come together to illustrate the mystery to live together in community as we do our best to display for the world all the possibilities that the divine imprint on all of us could mean. Just think, if we started to live into the mystery of the Trinity, then it might just be possible for us to look at each other and see not all the differences about how we look, nor what our skin color is, or what our sexual orientation is, or how much money we have or don't have, or if we are Republican or Democrat, but rather an intricate relationship, a curious community created in the image of God and living out the possibility for unity even in our diversity. Can you imagine? Some have their doubts that this could ever really happen. Some are still doubting. And so it is with the mysterious God we worship, diverse and unified all at once, illustrating for you and me the possibility of unity, even in diversity, of different experiences fusing together to create a beautiful mosaic of God's possibilities in the world. And some doubted. Today on Trinity Sunday, we are invited to prove them wrong, to live boldly into the dream of the Trinity, the dream of everything we can be together. After all, we are each one of us created in the very image of God. Regardless of who you are, whether you have doubts or not, or what you may have done or left undone, what has happened in your life, where you go, or what you encounter, Jesus' promise holds. The presence is real and offers us hope where we see none. And it's not a promise to be realized in the future. It's a promise that has already been and continues to be fulfilled. I am with you always, to the end of the age. Amen.